You! Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning. Hopefully your Cinco de Mayo got started off right.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be doing Does That Make My Mom Crazy in about 15 minutes if you want to let us know all the quirky things your mom does.
All right.
Also, Beat the Bank is coming up in 30 minutes. Yesterday, Noel Taft won $600.
Nice.
And Jeff Wallace won $920. It was a good day yesterday.
That man had nerves of steel.
And all the single ladies, Tinder Tuesday is coming up in an hour.
All right.
You know, we got some advice and stuff. Talk Tinder.
Who's giving the advice today?
Probably Elena.
Hopefully Elena.
Jenna.
Hopefully Elena. Hey, I'm trying, but I, you know, my dating approach is
you're back
more
in
person.
You're
I'm
back on Tinder?
What?
On Tinder?
Oh, I'm on Tinder, but I'm not really active.
Okay.
No, I'm just, I gotta exhaust what's in person close to me first.
Well, I got you.
Yeah, you got two, like, on the fringe. I know we're going somewhere else, but you got two potential boyfriend or two potential date guys.
Yeah.
What you want to call
them. Well said.
Sort of boyfriends or something.
I know.
Either one of them pulling ahead of the other one?
I don't know how I feel about dating right now.
You're not really feeling it?
I'm just being totally honest.
Yeah.
I get it. You go through phases where it means something. And
I think it's, like, it's important to me to feel like the best version of myself, you know? So when you kind of are getting over something.
Yeah.
And it's up to them to wow you. You know, if there's two potential bachelors that are going after you, it's up to one of them to pull ahead and wow you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So do it, guys, if you're listening.
Someone wants to come to my birthday, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Exciting. Jenna's Pug's birthday is on Saturday.
My birthday is Saturday.
Your birthday Saturday.
We're having a denim brunch for my dog because I'm thinking there's a chance it might be his last birthday. So it's just girls. Coming. Kelly's going to bring her daughter Emma Kelly. I hope Kinsey's going to come. Just a few girls, and we're going to have brunch, and everyone has to wear all denim.
Nice. Well, speaking of my wife, she was out of town this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And here's the thing. She's a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met a lot of dudes that say, yeah, my wife's a stay-at-home mom. She does nothing. That is by far the worst attitude you could have towards your stay-at-home wife.
Yeah, because they come home and see maybe a mess in the kitchen, and they think, well, she hasn't done anything today. It's non-stop.
They're so picky.
And you just didn't get to the kitchen.
Come on.
Clearly, these guys have never had the kids by themselves for an entire week.
They're little kids. How hard can that be?
Al, you need to hush.
Al.
Only because you've never been around when your kids were little.
You know what?
By design.
You can't relate.
Here's the thing.
By design, Kelly.
I'll say this, Al. I said that to myself. I said, this is my first full-on 3 days, no wife help whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I really did say, hey, they're my two kids.
Yeah.
I know them.
Yeah.
This is going to be okay.
How tough can this be? Yeah. I got this.
Here are my three worries.
Mm.
One, to avoid tantrums, because my son's three and my daughter is 1.5, and that is prime time tantrum central.
All right.
That was my number one goal.
If one has a tantrum, is it like a domino effect? Is the other one?
No, usually the other one will come in and stare at them.
Okay.
They'll just stare at them. Number two, feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding kids, that's the one that caught me by surprise. I'm like, I don't know what they want. Like,
you feed them both at the same time?
Yeah, you try. But sometimes they both want different things. One day they'll like turkey. The next day I'll try to give them turkey. They don't like turkey. One day they just want to eat goldfish crackers.
Yeah.
It just became, as long as they put something in their mouth and swallow some nutrients, I'm cool with it. And then three, Kelly hit this one on the head, keeping the house clean.
Mm-hmm.
I was chasing after these kids every single second of the day.
Because they're both walking.
Oh, yeah. They're both walking and creating messes everywhere they go. So after living the single dad life for the weekend, I can honestly say that the stay-at-home mom is far tougher than the job I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. My wife came home, and I was kissing her feet. I was kissing her feet. I was hugging her. I was like, thank you, God, for coming back.
Thank you for coming back because you were questioning it for a minute.
Oh, I was. But I had
it is. It's so hard, and it's just a mental drain, too.
It really
is. Honestly, there's no mental stimulation. You know, it's just not. And you feel like you're getting dumbed down because, you know, you're teaching your kids. You know, you're working with your kids and stuff. But sometimes it's just really boring, too.
Right.
The boredom gets
like,
to you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not doing enough to keep them entertained.
I remember sitting with Emma Kelly when she was just she wasn't talking. She was just kind of like sucking on blocks and stuff. And I was just like, this is so boring.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it really is. But to them, it's fun.
Right.
You're just sitting there drooling on stuff.
Yeah.
Yay.
I would say the toughest part of the days were when we had to bathe. Now, instead of putting them in the bath, because my back hurts and I don't want to do the bath thing. It's just a whooping. No, it's a full-on bathtub.
Oh, okay.
I decided to just take showers with them.
Okay.
That way, we're all three in there, wash them out, everything gets done. Now,
that seems way more complicated to me doing the shower.
Oh, it was easier for me. For some reason, wow. It just felt easier. Because then they sit in the shower and they play.
Both together?
Yeah, both together. Oh, okay. All three of us at the same time. So, this is when the awkward moment with Chloe happened.
Okay.
So, I would get out of the shower first, dry up. I would put some underwear on.
Yeah.
I would go grab Kaysen, dry him off, because he is full-on potty trained. My son will not pee on the floor anymore.
Yay! Yeah.
So, I could dry him out and let him run around the house naked because he likes to do that. Go do your thing. And then I would
like
go grab...
father like son.
Yeah. I would go grab my daughter, Chloe.
Yeah.
And right now she hates wearing diapers, but she must wear one because she will hide from me. And when I look for her, she gets excited and pees on the floor when I find her.
Okay.
So that's my goal, is to get a diaper on her. So I lay her down on my bed and she starts melting down for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
She's staring at me. Her eyes go wide. And she starts screaming, mine, mine, mine. And she's pointing at me. And I'm looking around, and I have zero idea what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know.
It's
very traumatic, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, Kelly, I couldn't calm her down. I didn't know what I was doing wrong. And she's just screaming, mine, mine. And I would try to get close to her, and she'd point at me, like poke at me. And I finally realized when she grabbed my underwear and started pulling it, she starts saying, mine. Now, let me fill you in on this. My wife buys my clothes. My wife loves buying my clothes. She loves fashion.
It's fun shopping for a man.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. Well, girls love, that's the best part about having a boyfriend that kind of will let you dress him.
I love having a boyfriend and going through the men's section because now I don't feel like a fraud.
Right. Now you can definitely buy him stuff.
I can be here. And I can be here now.
And so my wife occasionally comes home with clothing, and I wear it for the most part. And sometimes she buys me extremely flamboyant clothing. I mean, I'm talking about colorful, weird, just random prints and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter is pointing at my underwear going, mine, mine.
What's on it?
Let me show you what I was wearing.
Oh, my. You brought your underwear.
You didn't show
in.
Oh. You brought, I thought you were going to like.
I brought the underwear.
Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe you were going to wear them
the meltdown.
Or
no, no,
show
no.
us sure images.
This is
them.
The underwear I was wearing.
Okay, it's just basically a boxer brief
they
with
like
red
Fruit Loop stripes.
They're like pink and orange and purple
stripes.
And stripes.
We're purple.
But I love them. They're like the abbreviated boxer brief.
Yeah, they're a boxer brief.
That's my favorite style, right?
But they're
there.
Extremely colorful.
Yeah.
And they look exactly like a pair of shorts that my daughter has.
Oh.
That's great that she can recognize the color and pattern.
Yeah.
Like that.
She thought I was wearing her shorts and completely freaked out, made me take them off before I got close to her. So she didn't calm down until I was like, these? And she goes, mm-hmm. So I took them off, and then she got off the bed, went to my underwear drawer, grabbed a new pair of underwear, and handed them to me and said, these.
Wow.
Smart.
Then she snatched my underwear from me and held on to them the entire night. Went to sleep with them, and I had to pry them off her little fingers.
Let there be her whoobie.
It's my underwear. So
let him wash them first.
Is there any possibility that you had her underwear on?
Well, you know.
Blazer, you know. That
baby underwear.
She could probably fit in these. So now I can't wear these.
No, they're her whoobie now.
These are her I cannot wear these. And these are my favorite. Feel how comfortable they are.
I just want to feel your underwear.
Feel my underwear?
Feel how comfortable
feel
they are.
Why are you giving me your underwear? I don't want to hold your underwear.
They're my most comfortable pair of underwear.
Al, smell them. See if they're clean.
Don't you dare.
Smell them.
No. Smell them, Al. Smell them.
Smell them.
I love that he'll just
You're
do it.
You're sniffing JC's underwear.
They're
new
clean.
Lows, new
I guess,
lows.
I guess.
They're clean.
I guess.
They're lightly worn.
They are clean. So I'm not allowed to wear my favorite pair of underwear because they look like my daughter's shorts.
That's a first. I've never held another man's underwear.
Videoing her?
Never, ever.
What's that?
We'll video her and put her clothes on and see what she does.
I'm not going to put there's no way I can fit in her clothes.
Oh, JC.
There is no way.
JC, you accidentally do sometimes.
Dude, she
can
wear
maybe once.
Well, thank you for bringing your underwear in to
show and tell.
I'd like to encourage everyone, take a pair of an extra pair of underwear to work today and just show them to you. Fellas, do this. Ladies,
no.
I'm not. Fellas, just take a pair of underwear in today. Clean, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And then give them to your boy and just say, hey, man, check out this new underwear I bought, you know? check them out.
Everyone should always keep a spare pair.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
It's time to find out how crazy our mamas are. Okay. Special edition.
Yeah.
Does that make my mom crazy?
Like this.
You got one now?
Sure. Salem says, my mom walked around the house in pantyhose and no underwear. Huh. Does that make my mom crazy?
A lot of women skip the panties with pantyhose, but they don't usually walk around where their sons and daughters can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It makes her an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
This one might top it. Lauren says, my mom likes to drag the whole family to random graveyards to find the oldest dead person. Does that make my mom crazy? Wow. Yeah, a little.
Yeah, yeah.
The oldest dead person?
Jessica said, mom will not eat Okay, let me start that over. All right. Mom will not eat at Mexican fast food places because she believes all fast food joints should have French fries. Does that make my mom crazy?
Yeah.
I like that.
It was Mexican food. I got this one from Farrah right here.
Okay.
She said, my mother married two guys who were in prison at different times, and both of their names were Billy. Does that make my mom crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
What are the odds?
JC, this one that I want to read, I want to save it for a second because it's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh.
Is it really?
Okay.
And it's gonna really upset JC.
Oh my gosh. Mm-mm.
That's a great tease, Jenna.
On Cinco de Mayo.
It's one of the craziest. It's not just crazy mom, it's crazy period. But let's save it.
Okay. Thank you for not upsetting me in the beginning.
Let's save it for a second.
Yeah.
Right. Let's hit the phone.
Let's go to Diane real quick. Hey Diane, welcome to Does That Make My Mom Crazy?
Hi. Does that make my mom crazy? She went to Walmart yesterday and was randomly trying to give out a pizza in the parking lot, insisting that somebody take it.
She was trying to give away a free pizza? Hello?
As a good deed?
Yeah, she was trying to give away pizza as a good deed?
Yes, insisting somebody take it.
Did anyone take it?
Well, it was well-intentioned. But would you take pizza from your mom if you didn't know her?
In a parking lot of a Walmart?
I think that she poisoned it.
Yeah, exactly what I would think. Yeah, that's a little crazy.
That's a little crazy.
Well-intentioned crazy.
Maybe, like, you can take it to a homeless shelter, you know?
That's slightly
crazy. Again, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Sue says, my 78-year-old mom practices twerking at night in her room, holding on to her walker.
Aww.
Does that make my mom crazy?
Yes. Fun.
Young.
We've all been to the wedding.
Yeah.
With the sweet little old lady. Somebody's mama, grandma was up there dancing.
And how did you break your hip, grandma? Twerking.
Twerking.
And she'd be telling the truth in this case.
Yeah.
Reese, how you doing this morning?
Good.
How old are you, Reese?
11.
Okay. Are you going to get in trouble with your mom for telling us this?
No.
Okay, good deal.
What does your mom do?
Okay, go ahead, Reese.
Whenever we're at a stoplight, my mom gets out the car and starts blasting the music, and she gets out and dances.
At stoplights?
Yes.
How embarrassing, Reese.
That is funny.
Wow.
Yeah, do you get out with her?
No.
No.
You just hide down in the floorboard, don't you?
Hey, Reese.
It's not extremely safe, Reese.
Reese, can I tell you of a fun prank you could play next time? Reese?
Yes.
Lock your mom out.
No. JC, no.
Just for a couple seconds so she learns her lesson.
It's not up to children to teach their parents lessons.
Don't do that, Reese.
Only for like 5 seconds, then unlock the door again, but just so she knows.
Is everybody around you laughing, or are they angry at her for holding up traffic?
They're laughing.
No, of course they're
laughing. You got a fun mom.
Yeah, she's crazy, but fun crazy, Reese. You have a fun mom. Salita wrote us and said, my mom sleeps at her boyfriend's house every night, but for breakfast, they drive over to her house and eat breakfast there. Does that make my mom crazy? That's just a gas waster.
Yeah.
No, so she sleeps at her boyfriend's place. I get that.
Then they drive the next morning to her house.
Probably
to eat.
Because she has all the food. Well, and she's domesticated.
And take it to his house. Maybe he's got her.
Maybe his kitchen's dirty.
Yeah.
I guarantee you it's dirty. I have one for my mom.
All right.
My mom jumped in a pool to wash away all her sins because Iyanla from the OWN Network told her she should do that. Does that make my mom crazy?
That was a ridiculous moment in television.
I think enough time has passed.
You can finally say it.
Or we could, like, I've tried to poke at it and see if my mom's cool with making fun of it. Mm-hmm. And last time she was cool with it.
Yeah. She got peer pressured into Iyanla that made her do that.
She had to be a good sport
that
for a
ridiculous.
TV show. Yeah.
Yeah, because I finally realized, I was like, Mom, can you finally laugh at that last time I saw her? She goes, yeah, I can laugh at that.
Wow.
Because that is probably the craziest thing I've ever seen my mom do. We did an episode of Iyanla Fixed My Life.
Iyanla made me do it. That should be their new OWN show.
Iyanla
made me do it.
Iyanla made my mom get in a pool, a random person's pool, cold, by the way, to wash away her sins.
That's so ridiculous.
Mm. And the bad thoughts.
I get it. Symbolic.
That's
that
symbolic.
Was ridiculous.
But wasted a perfectly fine pair of jeans, Kelly.
Brandy says, my mom keeps her cell phone, cigarettes, and a pocket knife in her bra. Does that make my mom crazy?
I want to look into a reduction. That's a lot to carry.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Jenna says that she has one sent in to us that may upset us.
No,
you.
She said may upset
me?
You.
Just
well,
me?
And it starts with, so sorry, JC, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, my.
Hold on.
Oh, yay!
All right.
Heather writes, my mom carries a hatchet in her trunk to chop the tails off of dead squirrels so she can hang them on her car antenna like they used to do in the 50s. Does that make my mom crazy?
Wow.
What is going...
Hey, at least they're already dead.
You could have stopped it. My mom carries a hatchet.
In a trunk?
To chop the tails off squirrels.
I thought raccoon tails were what they used to do.
That's
but it was
better.
It squirrel tails?
I don't know why raccoons
are harder to come by. Yeah.
Squirrel tails are a little tiny thing.
But you have to catch it first, or is she anticipating roadkill?
They're dead squirrels.
Yeah.
I mean, at least she's doing it to dead squirrels.
If I saw a woman on the side of the road with a hatchet hacking away at anything,
that is full on crazy.
And if they're not enough dead squirrels, does she take matters into her own hands?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy Hall of Fame right there, I think.
That's crazy.
I agree.
That's crazy. Heaven, wow. Yes, your mother's crazy.
Yeah, that's hard to top.
That upsets me a little bit. But I'm glad the squirrels have already passed before she does that.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's lighten it up a little bit here.
Yeah.
From squirrel cutting. Brandon.
Squirrel cutting.
Brandon, how you doing this
morning? Epidemic.
Yeah.
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Your mom's a little crazy?
I'm about to find out, I guess.
Yeah? Go ahead.
My mom thinks of those thought bubbles that kind of float around, and as you walk through them, a thought or an action comes to mind. And you act out or think that thought. Example, I walked out of a store 5 minutes before my brother did, and we did the exact same thing. And she turned around and said, you must have just walked through the same thought bubble.
What did you guys do that was...
Does that make my mom crazy?
What did you guys do? What
yeah,
did you,
I think
what'd
so,
you
bro.
Do that was the exact same thing?
I jumped off the curb, sang like a middle portion of a song, and walked to the car. And then my brother did the exact same thing, exact
wow.
same song.
Maybe she has a point.
She thinks thought bubbles are contagious.
Well, no, they just walked through the same one.
Yeah, that's what,
they didn't burst the thought bubble
but
by walking through it.
Whose thought bubble was it first? There's so many questions.
I don't know.
They already exist. You happen to pass through them, and you have no choice but to act them out.
If that were true, then Kelly and I would be saying the same thing all the time.
Well, we're missing
in
thought
each
bubbles.
Other's thought bubbles.
Yeah, my thought
well,
bubbles
not,
are here.
Not unless, what if they move? Then you're not going to necessarily walk through the same one.
My thought bubbles dodge and weave.
So your mom just thinks there's training thought bubbles and people just walk through them and that's why we do things.
That's a colorful way of existing.
Right. I like your mom.
It's interesting and crazy.
Yeah,
interesting.
It is crazy.
And crazy's not always a bad thing. It really isn't. Crazy makes life way more fun.
It does.
For some people, there's levels of crazy.
This
I don't
is
want like mean crazy, but fun crazy, I love that. I have no problem with
that.
Right. Delusional crazy, that's the best.
Oh, yeah. Your mom's super fun to hang out with, isn't she, Brandon? She is. I could tell. Yeah. We'll go ahead and say that. Brandon, have a great day. Be careful with those thought bubbles. Hopefully you walk through good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take one last one here. Lyric. You have an angry mom. You have an angry mom, Lyric?
Yes, I do.
What happened?
What makes my mom crazy is in the mornings when we're running late, she yells at me about stuff I've done in the past 2 years. And the funny thing about it is she's always late.
So when she's late, she gets mad at you for something you did 2 years ago.
Yes.
Like, what's the most recent thing she yelled at you about?
Wow.
I left my shoes in the car, and so she got really mad at me for leaving my shoes in the car.
And that was in 2012?
Yes.
Okay.
You need to call back on Let It Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not that crazy. She's
a woman. That's what women do.
Girls get mad at us for things we did a couple years ago.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah. It happens.
Thanks, Lyric.
Not crazy. Just
she's
a
woman.
Do you remember 6 years ago when you liked that other girl's Facebook photo?
Oh, man. Hey, I don't mean to bring old stuff up, but when you liked Kylie Jenner's picture 6 months ago,
yeah,
what were you thinking? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I double tapped accidentally.
We have steel trap memories and things like that.
Still one, I don't know.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Meet the bank on a Tuesday. Meet the bank.
A Cinco de Mayo.
Meet the bank.
In Spanish, beat the bank would be gánale al banco. What'd you say, Pueblo? Puebla, you mean?
Puebla. Yeah. Pueblo, Puebla.
Pueblo's still a word, though.
All right.
A little town. There you go, Big Al Max. All
right,
Spanish
all right.
out there for us.
Let's do this thing.
Let's meet our contestant, Ryan Gibbs. What are you doing this morning?
What up, Ryan Gibbs?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I think we have a little bit of a rough connection.
What are you doing right now, Ryan?
I am sitting in traffic. The usual Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
What are you driving?
What am I driving? Yeah. I'm driving a clown car.
A clown car. A Mini Cooper?
A clown car. We have a bad connection. I don't know what he's saying.
A Mini Cooper?
It's actually a Hyundai Veloster.
Oh, okay.
We're saving some gas.
Is that better?
Yeah. Are there a lot of people in there or something?
I have about 10 in here right now. See, I'm a legal drug dealer, so.
Oh, my God.
Now you just lied.
We got a jokester to play Beat the
Bank.
Are
you in pharmaceutical sales?
Yes, I am.
There you go. See, Kelly picked up what you were dropping down, Ryan. Right.
Got it.
Ryan, do you know the rules to Beat the Bank?
I sure do.
All right, we'll tell you real quick anyways. We're gonna throw you into the Kid Kratic Morning Show Bank Vault. Then there's going to be numbers thrown your way. When you hear the highest amount you think that's going to be happening this round, you yell stop, and that's how much money you will win. But if you gamble too far and it closes all the way on you, you're going to win nothing, Ryan.
You don't have to like it, but that's the way it is.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And Ryan, we want you to win money so you can go party on Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. This way I don't feel bad about taking tomorrow off.
There you go.
He's already planning ahead.
Yeah, right.
In fact, we should just tell your boss, Ryan is not coming in tomorrow.
If my boss hears this, I am totally sick right now.
All right, Ryan, here we go. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$230.
Ooh, big.
Nice start.
$260.
Okay.
350. 460. 500.
500. Stop.
That's it.
Right. You waited a little bit for 500. $500 for you, Ryan.
Too much of a pod.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half ain't bad.
Good job, buddy.
What are you going to spend that money on?
Booze and bad choices.
There you go. Why not?
Ryan,
Cinco de Mayo.
If anything, you are honest, Ryan. Would you like to hear how high it goes?
I sure would.
All right, let's see how high it could have gone.
Booze and bad choices. That's crazy.
That is crazy nuts.
That's been happening so often. Our listeners have this gut instinct.
Yeah.
Can't put my finger on it. It's
let
crazy.
To let it go, and there was a silence.
Oh, that's
and then he said stop.
Crazy.
And then it,
felt it.
I'm so happy for you, Ryan. You got $500. Enjoy your booze and bad choices, my man.
That's a lot of booze and bad choices.
Take pictures.
Come on by, man.
You're going to win money from us and go give it right back to Big Al.
Yeah, we got a lot of bad choice options up there, brother.
Ryan, you have a great day, man. Have fun at work. And if you didn't get in this hour, we're going to play again an hour from now. So don't worry, there's plenty of money left.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's welcome Elena Davies into the studio.
Hello.
She made her way out from the phone screening room out here to hang out with us in the big room.
I did.
Elena, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Yeah. Are you living the dream?
I am living the dream.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Yeah. Well, what's your goal?
I want to talk on radio.
All right.
The 5 years.
Boom. Done. Yeah, 24.
Well,
you can pack
done.
It up, go home.
Yeah. Drop the mic. Yeah. You're done.
Is it time to retire?
Yeah.
It's time for some of us to retire. I'm
thinking. You reached your goals. Now, you basically got started because you were messaging Jenna and Kelly on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was messaging all of you guys. Kid even was talking to me quite a bit before he passed away, and that was really fun, too. Mm-hmm. And, then I called in y'all called me for like a little listener bit, and I convinced you to love me, and I've yet to leave.
It's real hard to get employed here at the Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
If somebody says it's extremely tough for me to get Kelly Raspberry to respond to me on Twitter, what was your secret?
Hack me. I think hacking me.
That's probably, yeah.
That's the best way to get me to respond.
Kelly's not having a good day with the hackers today.
No. Yeah. It's so funny, though, because I was such a fan of this show. Mm-hmm. And all of my friends actually made fun of me. They're like, you're literally obsessed with the radio show. And I'm like, meh, look at me now.
Yeah.
So.
I'm reading paper. So now Elena is in charge of answering phones for us. Uh-huh. And you interact with the.
Yeah, I try to.
Kid Nation.
Yes. Stick around on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And I like to share with you guys some of the funny stuff I find.
Uh-oh.
So Big Al's bike ride's coming up pretty soon. And at Sorwin.
National Ride Your Bike to Work Day. And Al was
May 15th. May 15th.
And Al threw out the idea that he might want to ride his bike to work.
Well, not the idea.
I got to stand next to you and your funky self after you bike in that far.
And it's going to be all humid.
Oh.
It's May 15th. It's probably, 13, 14 miles. But the sun won't be out. It'll be early in the morning.
It's still going to be funky.
I'm going to do this at the first hour of the show, leave my house and bike ride. And hopefully, 20 or so listeners can ride with me on National Ride Your Bike to Work
Day. Right. You're trying to cover yourself in Axe body spray. Stand there all morning, all
proactive.
Funky and Axe-y.
How is Kid Nation dealing with that, Elena?
People seem to think it's an okay idea for the most part.
Oh, really?
But at Sorwin said, 5:15 bike to work day. I think Big Al is overconfident because his weekend plans went so well. So
yeah,
because
the first time in a long time, Big Al Mac didn't screw up the plans with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and so I think I'm gonna go ahead and take advantage of this role I'm on. I've got one in a row.
Riding high.
Yeah, I'm riding high, and so I'm gonna go out and get me a new bike.
Wait, you're gonna go out? You said you were gonna go yesterday,
huh?
You said you were gonna go yesterday to set all this up.
Okay, listen. This, I have, what's today? Today is the 5th. I've got 10 days.
Yeah.
So, yesterday was more of a planning day, a strategic day.
Okay, what'd you plan?
All right, so yesterday I planned the bike ride, basically.
Did you drive the course?
No, not yet.
You thought about which course you might take.
I'm thinking about the bike ride.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to mentally, before you can do this, go ahead and attack this, you have to mentally prepare.
Did you look at a map?
So, no, I know where I live.
You didn't do anything.
I know where I live. I know where this place is.
Yeah, but you should drive it to see the incline and things like that.
Even bike it first.
I want to get a yes. No. I want to get a yes answer from Al. So, did you drink beer yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Did you ride? Did you condition yesterday?
No.
Okay.
I did Saturday. I did 40 minutes on the treadmill Saturday morning. I'm down to one day a week working out Saturday. Pretty stupid, but that was my workout on Saturday. Not even knowing that I was preemptively getting in shape for the bike for the big bike ride. I used to bike a lot. Y'all understand truth, but I used to bike 30 miles on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I've done the Hotter Than Hell in Wichita Falls a couple of times, which is 100 miles.
Have you ever completed it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They give you a Michelob Ultra as soon as you get 1 mile from the finish line. At least they used to. Haven't done it in quite a few years. But anyway.
Last time you biked out was?
Last time I biked.
Yeah, last time you went bike riding. You went bike riding. Last time was when?
I moved the bike from one wall
You sat your butt on the bike last time.
To outside on the balcony, because I never go out there either.
I remember 3 years ago you went on a bike ride when we were on a work trip in Houston. Was that the last time you rode your bike?
Yeah, probably.
Al, are we going to need somebody to follow you so that we make sure you get to work that day?
Like an ambulance.
Yeah. Like a tow truck.
Paramedic.
A tow truck. Or...
Kelly sold me her exercise bike a few years ago because
you
it was...
Can't, well, you're going to put that on the back of a flatbed? And Oh, you're trying to... Yeah, I bike to work. I totally figured you out. That's a great cheater.
No. So yesterday I planned. Today, I'm going to actually go to the bike store and get me a bike for this ride, and because I need a new bike. I'm going to go to the bike store and get me a new bike for this ride, and I'm going to get me one of those cool helmets, and I'm going to get me the bike, the jumpers.
You're wearing the tight thing? With the butt pad?
Yeah.
You're going to go all Lance Armstrong?
Do you know those bike pants cost like $100, $150 for those, because they have a pad in the butt area?
But you're only going to do it once. You're never going to do this again, are you?
I might start riding my bike to work.
Might get bit by the bug again?
Yeah, but
You already have butt cushion? You already got booty?
That's true. Before it gets like amazingly hot outside, maybe I can go ahead and get me a good month, maybe 6 weeks of riding my bike to work. But it all starts May 15th. That's the big day.
Okay.
I got to get me a grill. I got to get me a bike grill. I got to get me a light for the front.
You're reaching out.
A little dingy bell.
Yeah.
Just make it to work out. That's all we're asking.
Yeah.
Get a little basket up front.
Just get to work. I need me some reflective gear. I got to get my camel pack.
Uh-huh.
The thing that you put the water or Gatorade in, and it's got a tube and you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm getting all that.
You need that.
I'm getting all that.
You probably only need one water
break.
Yeah, I need a bell.
Definitely need a bell. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, thanks, Elena, for
sharing that very honest.
That very honest.
I'm going. Today, I got it. I didn't do anything yesterday, but yesterday was mental planning and strategy.
Yeah.
Today is actually doing.
All right. Well, the real reason we brought in Elena is because... Today is Tuesday, aka Tinder Tuesday.
It's my favorite day.
Elena, you're a big right swiper.
I think I'm pretty generous with my right swipe.
Yeah. That's when you accept people into your life.
I accept them into my life and I let them talk to me.
Why? Because you think some of these guys look hilarious and interesting?
Yeah, there's some people that I'm like, all right, you're a very attractive human. I want to communicate with you. There are some people that I'm like, you're ridiculous. I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how Elena thinks when she does these things.
Yeah, right?
And then there's some people I've started to realize, I'm like, you're ridiculous, and I'm so annoyed with you that I want to swipe right and let you know. And that's the worst. I think that's where I've taken it too far. Like, when I don't like you at all and I just want to match with you to be like, man, I don't like you. I don't think I'm using this app correctly.
I'm so annoyed by you. I want to swipe right just so I can let you know.
Have you found any real potentials lately?
No.
Not on Tinder.
No, you're just using
it for show content right now, basically.
Yeah. You need to change your like age requirements or your...
Isn't that
the two things you choose is age and distance?
Vicinity.
You should just change that up a little
bit.
And
now with the new update, I mean, I can be swiping right on someone who's, you know, in Pakistan because they can change their location.
Oh, we can't. Yeah. Does that?
It goes all around the world. So there's people that I'm like,
I need to get back on this.
You're so attractive, but also you're in Sweden. So where's this going?
Exactly. That's not helpful.
Pen pals.
Yeah. So, and I guess it makes sense for work. Like if you are in one location and you know you're going to be traveling to another location, you can go ahead and start swiping around there
so
and maybe make plans.
Make plans to hook up on a work trip.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what these people are thinking, but I ain't paying for it. Uh-huh. So I'll let them swipe around in my area instead.
Trip it, swiper.
Oh, wait, so I have to, if I wanted to tender from Dallas, but I want to tender just the crowd in like South Beach, I have to pay, I have to do Tinder Plus premium?
Yeah, you'd have to pay for the update.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel bad. But I have to pay $20 just
I'm pretty sure it's actually way less for girls.
It should be.
Like, we don't play to get into the club. Guys should pay $50.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if that ain't how it is, somebody needs to fix it.
So what are some of the bozos you've run into on Tinder so far?
Well, I have to tell you this funny story. I actually got an update last night. One of my girlfriends matched with a guy, started dating him, and it was going really well. She was like, I really like him. You know, we're clicking. Then after 3 or 4 dates, nothing. He stops responding to her.
Radio silent.
And so she And this is where I will admit that sometimes females are a little crazy. But she created a new Facebook page, created a new Tinder page, and went to swiping to find him again.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Because she wanted to stand him up and mess with him.
What?
Who does that?
She created
time for that.
I know.
Identity.
It's so funny because I'll see some crazy stuff on the interwebs, and I'm like, Gone Girl, perfect example. I'm like, yeah, that's genius, but I'm too lazy to be that crazy.
Right?
I don't have time to be psycho. I'm trying to nap. I have stuff to do. Anyways.
She created a new profile.
Created a new profile. Started talking to this guy.
She found him.
They matched. And there's so many things like weighing on if you'll even find him again and if he'll match with you.
Now, question, did she use her own pictures again or Mm-mm. different girl pictures?
Completely different.
Okay, cool.
Fake everything.
She catfished
made plans
everything.
To okay. meet up with him, stood him up.
So does she feel better? I mean, does that?
I guess not because she did it again.
She did it
with the same guy.
She stood him up again last night.
And she made an excuse, a good one.
Yeah, I guess. And was like, all right, I'm so sorry this happened. And they were supposed to go out for drinks last night and stood him up again. So,
is that enough now? She had her revenge?
I will see. Stay tuned to find out.
She should set up another date, and then she shows up.
That's exactly what I said. I was
he won't be burned again.
The only thing that I would, if I actually did that, I think I would show up and be like, oh, hi, what are you doing here? Oh, you got stood up. Interesting. So, anyways, that's wild and crazy. You just never know what you're going to find on Tinder.
Oh,
and
poor girls.
I started looking through some of my messages, and I'm just like, I guess it inspired this. People are very bold on this app. And I'm like, is that how you would approach a woman in person? So it made me think, like, bringing these Tinder conversations to life has got to be hilarious. Because what guy is going to walk up and say, I mean, you've probably received some yourself.
Jenna, you get some lewd ones? Some bold?
Just some weird stuff?
I don't swipe right. So I got accidentally swiped right once, and I got a what up.
Yeah.
Come over.
So you're picky tender.
Exactly.
People are bold. Girls are bold these days.
Everyone.
Too, even in person. People are just so bold. It's crazy the things guys will come up to you and say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like, would you really say that in person? So I went through some of my Tinder conversations. I got some friends to send me some of theirs. And I would like to say, just before I read this first one, this one was not to me.
This is not to you?
Not to me.
This is not to Elena.
I won't say what the rest of them are, if they're to me or not, but this one for sure is not.
So it for sure is.
It probably is, by the way.
No. Oh, man. The guy says, I hate to break this to you, but you're not the first girl I've hit on that has a luxurious mustache.
Oh, my.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Not to me.
Okay, no, yeah, you don't have a mustache.
Female responds, well, that's just awkward, huh? I don't know that I would respond to that. And he said, I think it's important to start a Tinder conversation with complete honesty. In the spirit of that, would you rather have sausage for arms or kittens for feet? Be honest and thorough in your answer.
So he's trying to be weird, funny guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So weird. So strange.
So how'd their first date go?
I've yet to find out.
I don't know. People would eat your arms if they were sausage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't
want to. But Jenna's actually thinking this through. She's actually trying to decide which would be better.
You would eat their arms if they were sausage.
In all honesty, I like questions like that sometimes because I just get bored with the same old stuff. So I like something that's a little bizarre.
I do, too. I'm more likely to respond to something like that than...
And kittens for feet, you can have a very clean hardwood floor in your house.
No, you'd kill them when you step on them.
Every time you'd walk, you'd hear, wow.
But you'd have a very clean floor.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe we're discussing this tweet.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with sausage for arms. I'm sorry.
Sausage arms.
That way, when you get hungry, you just give them a little lick. Yeah, little lick.
No, I can't have
I'm about arm. To eat my arm off. That would work.
Yeah, right.
It makes more sense. All right.
Okay, so this one.
Turns out that question was not that bad.
This one, the guy has another question, and it just says, SOMF?
Sorry.
SOMF.
Well, see, I automatically think it's dirty.
Sorry.
And this
shout out.
I know what that means, but
am I wrong or right?
You're wrong.
Shout out. I'm not.
No, it's not shout out.
This particular female responded, "What does that mean?" And the guy just said, sit on. And she said, my futon?
Well played, ma'am.
I don't think that went further.
Nope.
My futon.
This guy says, hey. Girl says, hey, how are you? I'm good. How about you? Pretty good. Just working. What are you up to? Just chilling, watching hockey. Do you send nudes?
Yeah, that's...
That was asked by the guy, correct?
Yes. But you never know these days.
Right, exactly.
You really never know.
Now, again, these are... Where are you getting these?
Tinder.
Right.
These are Tinder. Some of
People
these...
People are sending these to you?
Some of these are from my conversation. Some of these are friends.
Okay.
So that's...
These are all Elena's.
Yeah, some of them
She's
I just happened
them.
Upon.
She okay. does have a futon.
She does. Yeah. You're 24. You have a futon.
Yeah. I had a futon.
This one has to be my favorite. And it says, hey, two quick questions. Do you like The Lion King? And how do you feel about role-playing in bed?
Lion King role-play?
And then he says... I'm open to most pre-1997 Disney animated films if Lion King isn't your thing.
Yeah, I would have been like, you're going to play Simba's mom who dies.
You're going to hold her up.
Wait, who dies in that movie? You play that person.
Simba's dad, right?
The dad, yeah.
I don't have to be the warthog again.
I hate being... Where was the mom?
He didn't have a mom. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Well, all Disney movies, the mommy dies.
There was a mom?
There was a mom.
The dad
somewhere.
Died in this
The dad
one.
Died. Yeah. Yeah.
So the mom was still around. That's right.
Yeah.
Man.
So he likes to Disney role play.
Apparently.
Never heard those three words together.
Weird.
It's strange. Disney
There's someone role. For everyone. There yeah. really is.
There really is.
Get on Tinder and find yours.
If you would like to swipe right on Elena, just get on there.
Yeah, get on Tinder.
Come
find
right.
me.
She's give swiping her, right like crazy.
Give her a call right here. She's on the phone. Thank you very much, Elena.
Have you found that now that you're doing this on the radio, people are sending you crazy stuff just because?
Most people, I think, don't know who I am, which
yeah.
helps because
yeah,
there's the people that have figured it out don't talk to me anymore. I'm like, hey, what happened?
Exactly, yeah. That's the dilemma you have.
So, but I still am getting some emails at Elena Pimps Your Profile.
You're still doing that
at gmail.com. And I've been getting some people just sending me stuff there or other girls messaging me on Facebook, sending me funny stuff. So I think it's fun. I get to kind of interact with other people and find out what's going on in their Tinder.
Well
their
done,
world.
Elena.
What's that email again? Elena.
Elena Pimps Your Profile at gmail.com.
Did you come across Leonardo DiCaprio yet?
No, I'm trying.
Everybody's trying. I'm looking for...
He's Leonard.
I'm looking for Hillary Duff.
Good luck to you.
So she's on there. Thank you, Elena.
Looking for a Pakistani
Thank
chick.
You, Elena.
Remember, be nice to her when she's answering the phones.
Yep. Yes, please.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
We play Beat the Bank. We play twice every day. We're trying really hard to get this money away.
Oh, of course, Al's got to get a nice little plug in for his bar during the contest. Did you write that?
Talked over him.
Yeah, yeah, that was the last time I wrote this rap in 3 minutes flat.
I didn't know how much longer your commercial for your bar was going to go.
That's it.
I was checking it out. Thank you, Al. That was a beautiful song.
Absolutely.
Al, our Beat the Bank whisper singer. Felicity Aliris, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Good. What up, Felicity?
I would like to inform you that your car number...
What up?
Your car number 13, Felicity. That's what's up.
Thank you. Yes.
Tell us about yourself, young lady.
Well, my name's Felicity, and I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for months, me and my daughter.
Okay.
And I've gone through, and really, just here...
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Is your daughter with you right now to help you along?
No, I just dropped her off, too. I was so mad.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. Kids love this game so much.
You'll do fine.
Well, I make her get on her phone, and we're both trying, and we're like, no.
See? You did it all by yourself.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to split the money.
I'm going to have to message her.
All right, Felicity, we're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker is going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. Now, when you think you heard the highest amount, because it does change every single time, you got to yell stop, okay?
Okay.
Once you yell stop, that's how much money you will win. If you wait too long and it closes on you, you will walk away with nothing, and we'll be so sorry. and your daughter will and your daughter will be kind of mad at you.
Oh yes, she will.
She won't be mad. She'll just be a little disappointed.
I mean, even if it's $1,000, Felicity, you got to say stop.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Loud. Loud and proud.
Al, you feeling good about this one?
Hmm.
Or are you feeling semi?
I'm feeling.
Come on, Al. Tell me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. The long time since you heard that.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm feeling a lot better.
Well, Felicity, Al doesn't know how high it goes. He just goes on feeling.
No idea, baby girl. Cinco de Mayo. Let's do this thing.
You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Banker?
Hola.
Hello?
Hello?
Banker?
Banker?
240.
Oh. Okay, that was ridiculous.
330. Oh, wow. 350. 390. 440. 600.
Stop.
$600.
I don't blame you. That was creepy, scary.
Well, I know he said another number in there.
$600.
You're starting.
Muy bueno.
Yeah, that is. Buenísimo.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Felicity, what are you going to spend that $600 on?
I need to get clothes for my kid. We just moved into town, and I left a lot of stuff up in Albuquerque, so I need to get things for my kids.
That's wonderful.
So you moved from Albuquerque to where?
To Arlington.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Cool.
Nice little move there. Felicity, let's see how much money you could have won just for fun, okay?
Okay.
All right.
610, 830, 910, 1,000.
Oh,
Felicity.
That's
it's okay.
Hey, but that's $600.
Yes.
Yep.
That's very
it's
close to 1,000.
Nothing.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
I bet you're close to a Target in Arlington. You like cities that start with the letter A, I see.
Maybe.
Well, congratulations,
Felicity,
babe.
Hold on for us. We'll hook you up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy your new place and your new city.
I'm being informed that we've given away over $31,000.
Oh, my gosh.
With
seriously?
Beat the Bank.
Are we running out?
Are these people allowed to go to the bank like that day and cash their? I mean, you know, when they get the check, or do they have to hold it for a few days?
You know, I'm not free to answer that question.
Huh.
Yeah,
but I would
he
go,
doesn't know.
If you could, please hold it.
I think it's clear
for a couple of weeks.
Hold it for a couple of days.
Now today is Cinco de Mayo, and we would like to. You know, a lot of people don't understand the holiday. People just think it's a drinking holiday.
Pretty much.
You know,
isn't it?
That's why we decided to send Philip. Our very own Philip that we found out on the streets to ask people about Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
And here's what Philip came up with.
I need to be enlightened on this holiday. And besides chips and salsa and piñatas, of course, what is Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo is, Cinco de Mayo is not a Mexican holiday. I don't know why the Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but it's not Independence Day. It's not something else. I don't know.
All I know about it is literally salsa, sombreros, and donkeys.
It was not the Independence Day exactly, but it was all about a battle, man. Just a battle that they're celebrating that. It was against the French.
Okay, so can Americans celebrate this holiday? Or is it like a Hispanic-only type thing? Like, what's up with that?
All we care about on that day is to make sure we wear red, green, and white, go to our festivals, and come home with some cold beers and warm tortillas.
Just a bunch of people acting stupid and not even knowing what they're drinking
just
for.
Just another excuse to get hammered and end up on the floor in the morning.
if you don't know what the holiday is, then drink anyways.
Yo, gusta cervezas, wey?
What?
Yo gusta cervezas?
Well, that's pretty much what it is.
Does that mean I love beer?
Kind of. Yeah, he got close to it.
Yeah.
Me gusta cerveza. He was close. He got close. It is a holiday. It's just not a big holiday.
Not a big one.
Yeah. It was a pretty big battle, though, Kelly.
Yeah.
We were outnumbered.
But do they celebrate it in Mexico?
Yeah, we acknowledge it, but it's not. When I came to the United States,
much bigger deal here.
What?
It's a much bigger deal here.
Oh, way bigger. Yeah,
we're
the whole
just looking for an excuse to drink.
Yeah, it's the whole partying and drinking. In Mexico, we acknowledge it and we talk about it and we're taught it in school, but it's not.
So I wouldn't fit in with my giant oversized sombrero in Mexico.
No.
Okay.
A couple places do have little festivals, but no, not as
nothing big.
Here. Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.